Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 26, 2021. Temporary and permanent laws. Question. On the 15th of Av, the following events took place in our world. The plagues of the generation that exited Egypt stopped, the ban on the marriage of the Benjamin tribe to girls from other tribes was lifted, the general ban on marriage between the tribes ceased to exist, the border guard between the northern and southern kingdoms was abolished, and so on. Why did the elders revoke the laws of the Torah that prohibited mixing the tribes? Answer: the fact is that there are laws that can be implemented during a certain historical period, and there are laws that are permanently in effect. Therefore, there should be absolute and complete freedom in merging the male and female parts, because in the end receiving and bestowing should come to complete merging with each other. Until then, certain mutual corrections exist sequentially at different levels. That is, the right and left lines unite there separately, here separately, and by levels from bottom to top. Therefore, there are laws that are somewhat and somewhere partially cancelled, and there are laws that are still preserved and will be cancelled in the future. From Cab TV's Spiritual States. Day of Love, Tibiav. Connection above rejection. Question. You always say love will cover all crimes. That is, we are talking about the fact that first there was the ninth of Av, destruction, separation, and the next stage is already connection. What crimes are we talking about that we should cover by love? Answer, about the evil that is in our every desire. However, an ordinary person does not even feel this. This is the problem. If he begins to examine himself correctly, he will see that in all his thoughts and actions there is only one desire: to receive, to acquire, to possess, to rise relative to others. Question. There must be some kind of standard, regarding which I constantly check myself. Let's say that this standard is the Creator. However, until He is revealed, I will not be able to understand what is evil in me. What should I correct, right? Answer, the Creator is revealed gradually. In this measure, we begin to feel how much evil there is still within us. Question. You said that in the spiritual world there is no difference between love for a man and love for a woman. What is that about? Answer, it is about connection above separation, above rejection between us. Mutual rejection is called hatred, and mutual attraction for the sake of reaching the revelation of the Creator in order to bring Him contentment is called love. Question. Does it mean that spiritual work is the same for men and women? Answer. Yes, gender differences do not matter at all. From Cab TV's Spiritual States. Michael Leitman, on Quora. Is it possible for humans to imagine creating a world without bloodshed? Changes in human society, politics, the economy, and other fields, without bloodshed, are possible exclusively by means of one principle: we should gradually change people's outlook, public opinion, to counterbalance the modern egoistic politics. Thanks to the formation of an altruistic public opinion, where we prioritize benefiting others over self-benefit, we will change the way power acts toward us, from egoistic to altruistic. As a result of spreading knowledge of the need to prioritize benefiting others over self-benefit, authorities will change their opinion and direction. It will be difficult, but public opinion is capable of doing such wonders. In the end, everything depends on the knowledge of the masses. This is why before a change in governance, there must first be dissemination, preparation and education of the world in such a manner. There is no point in waiting for authorities to change, or in turning to them so that they change something. They are solely concerned with their power. Their change will only come about by means of changing public opinion. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on September 9, 2006. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how do you explain natural calamities? We first need to understand that we ourselves disrupt the ecological and other balances that we have with nature. We evoke such imbalance not by using harmful technologies or by coarsely intervening with nature with our technologies. Instead, the problem lies precisely in our attitudes to each other, which are egoistic and opposite from the ecological balance. In other words, we disrupt nature because we are not in balance with nature, which is altruistic, at the level of our human interactions. None of our actions and the efforts we make in the attempt to minimize different technological waste, pollution, dirt, and different factors of our influence on nature, will help. Even if we cease the use of all our technology and will no longer evoke problems in nature directly, nevertheless we will not achieve balance with nature. It is because we disrupt the balance on the human level, with our thoughts and our corrupt attitude toward each other. Our egoistic thoughts and attitudes to each other on the human level project imbalance and corruption onto nature's lower levels. This is why nature treats us badly. Our egoistic consideration, our attitude, and our unfounded hatred for each other causes problems of disease, helplessness, depression, drug abuse, and it also leads to ecological catastrophes. It is all in our attitudes to each other. No measures to restrict any technological development will help us. We will nevertheless come to a global crisis, which includes ecological crises, in all its might. Herein, let us hope that we will understand that harmony in our attitudes to one another needs to be maintained, and not actions and behaviors on the level of the technologies we use. The more we understand and apply this principle, the less crises we will experience on ecological and other scales, and reach a harmonious and peaceful life much sooner. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on September 9, 2006. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. There is no room for chance in Kabbalah. Question. In physics there is a phenomenon when a person puts all sorts of efforts in one direction and reveals something completely different. Is there such a thing in Kabbalah as well? Answer, no. In Kabbalah, this kind of accident does not exist. A person knows what he should do. He advances all the time. More and more this causes the development of the qualities of bestowal and love within himself, and causes him to exit himself and to rise above. This is his movement, his direction. Question. Yet, although he says that he wants to acquire the quality of the Creator, bestowal, in fact, he does not want this, does he? Answer, in fact, he does not. However, during the study, a certain upper energy comes to him, what is called the surrounding light, and it helps him to become different. There is no room for chance here. From the side of the light, an external influence necessarily arises, and we, in principle, aim for it. If in science we do not aim for something that suddenly reveals itself to us, then here this is exactly what we want. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, July 2, 2021. Creation is a connecting link. Rather, the main difference between spirituals is in their qualities, praiseworthy or blameworthy, and the composition, since a mind that calculates astronomy will not cling to one that contemplates natural sciences. Baal HaSulam, the acting mind. The comprehension of a material or spiritual object depends not only on the one who comprehends this object, but also on the object itself and what exactly the Creator has put into it. The comprehended object becomes a connecting link between the one who acquires it and the Creator. Therefore, the Creator created all of creation and the person, so that the person will recognize the Creator through the creation, and through the creation, the Creator can influence the person. What this means is that the creation is a connecting link that connects us with the Creator. Otherwise, we would not have any possibility of communicating with the Creator. Question: What do you mean by the word creation? Answer: It is everything. It is everything that exists other than myself and the Creator. I want to see the Creator by gazing intently and searching, where is He to be found in all of creation? Where is the acting mind that created the creation? From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 21, 2019. Comprehending the hidden part of nature. Question: How can we work with people in order to bring them closer to an integral state? Answer: Through conversations with them and between themselves about the meaning of life. Why do we have such questions? Why, during the many thousands of egoistic developments of mankind, have we come to such a state when we have no idea where to develop further? Although the new generation is still striving for money by inertia, in principle, it is already beginning to show its fatigue and unwillingness to develop in the same form. We see that egoism is no longer the driving force behind our development. We are ready to bury ourselves in our apartments with our phones and have no connection with anyone. The egoistic force of our development leads us to something completely opposite to it. Where did it come from? Why? Etc. In general, there is a whole technique when, with the help of such clarifications, people begin to understand that the next level of development is supra-egoistic. It is aimed at ensuring that in unity we begin to comprehend the hidden nature, not inanimate, vegetative, and animate, but spiritual. In principle, despite the fact that we are so developed, we are animals because we use the same egoism as all the previous levels, still, vegetative, and animate, only in a more exaggerated form. We must go to the next, collective level, Adam, to which the whole of humanity is gradually moving. From Cab TV's video conference. If there is no God, then what is there? Question. A question that worries a lot of people was asked: Why do you say that you do not believe in God? Moreover, you say that there is no God. As I understand it, this is a special trick, because then you keep saying, the Creator, the higher power, and nature. You've got us all confused. Answer: That's right. I didn't confuse you, it was you who were initially confused, and I want to untangle you. But in order to unravel this, we need you to see how confused you are. Then you will understand how to get back from imaginary ideas to the truth. If you and I try to give some general definition of what God is, you will find that the God that you imagine now does not exist. And what I'm saying is there. It is nature, it is the upper force of nature. The difference is very big. Do I relate to the whole creation, to God, to the Creator, to nature, as to something that exists in reality, physically, which I must reveal for myself, sense in my feelings? Or is it something so amorphous that I just say, God, my God, and nothing more? We have yet to determine this. Question: Still, you can tell people whether there is a God or not? Answer: The single force of all nature in all worlds, including our imaginary world. It is called Olam Dimaoni, imaginary world. So, the upper force, which includes absolutely everything and naturally also us, is called the Creator. Question: And how should we interact with Him, with this nature, with the Creator? Answer: This is what Kabbalah teaches. You have absolutely come to a straight line. How can I still turn to the Creator? What should I do? How can I find Him? How can I balance my state in relation to Him? And in general, what should I do with my life? How should I live? What if I suddenly get something for this? And here we need to understand what the Creator is. Kabbalah tells you how to act so that you do not feel bad. That's all. Question: So a person will not feel bad? Answer: Yes. And why do you pray? Comment: So that I feel good and everyone around me will feel good, my relatives, my children. My response: We are talking about actually feeling the control panel of the world and starting to really control your destiny. This is given to man. And the upper force that we know, the Creator, wants us to come to this. Question: the God that many others think about, is he not there? Answer: he is not. Comment: and there is a God, as you say, that is called. My response: the Creator, the upper force. This is the highest force of nature, which includes all of nature. The Creator himself is God. Nature itself is God. Only it is not the nature of our world, but an all-encompassing one, which we can already reveal to the point that we can merge with it, with this nature. We can even govern it. The Creator wants us to be at this level, so that we become partners with him. Question: what do you mean by the word nature? Answer: I mean all the worlds. Our world doesn't even count, of course. All worlds, which include five worlds, which in general are included and governed by one single force, one single law, is this law of unity that is the Creator. Question: is there a God for you? Answer: there is a Creator for me. It is the one who created everything and also you and wants you to fulfill your destiny, to reach his level, to be like him. Therefore, a person is called Adam from the word Dome, similar to the Creator, the quality of bestowal, the property of creation, and the quality of governing all the worlds. This is the state a person must achieve, absolutely every person in our world. Is it incomprehensible to the mind? Yes. But every person will come to this, whether he wants to or not. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 26, 2020. When will the Creator change everyone? Question: can the belief in upper forces change the essence of a person? Answer: if he really wants it, of course it can. And so it should be. He must receive power from above, from what is called the upper light, which will change him, guide him through several states in which he will be in despair, in a sense of need, in a huge prayer to the Creator, the desire to absorb the higher properties with all his essence and relate to the Creator through them, and so on. And the Creator will be like an internal property of all the people in the world for him. It is not all that complicated. This is all within our reach and should be within our reach. I can see it coming, it is close to us. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 24, 2021.